Your search for true meaning.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special personal empowerment, life-enhancing Law of Attraction podcast. I am your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. And today, we're talking about Dr. Viktor E. Frankl. Now, I'm not going to go through the whole story because I'm going to highly recommend that you go out and purchase his book, Man's Search for Meaning. But understand that Dr. Frankl had a very lucrative practice as a psychiatrist in Germany when Adolf Hitler took power. And being Jewish, he was subject to the Holocaust. Everyone in his life that he loved, that he cared about, his wife, his children, his relatives, his friends, they were all taken off to the concentration camps, and he never heard from them again. Never heard from them again. And he spent years in a German concentration camp. He was confused at first, but then he used the opportunity to understand our need for meaning, the need for meaning in your life. Your life is important, but it becomes far more important when you give it meaning. And while you only may be a small blip on the radar in the course of time, you have the ability to change your own life and the lives of those around you and those to come. You have incredible power given to you, but you need to know how to use it. So today, I'm going to share with you some of Dr. Viktor E. Frankl's quotes. Now, he has many of them. And I highly recommend that you get his book, Man's Search for Meaning. It will change your life. It is the ultimate self-help book. Love goes very far beyond the physical person of the beloved. It finds its deepest meaning in his spiritual being, his inner self. Whether or not he is actually present, whether or not he is still alive at all, ceases somehow to be of importance. Listen to what Dr. Frankl just told you. That the love that you have, that you share with those you love, that you share with the world, that love doesn't die when you die. It isn't limited to your physical body or to your physical presence. You know, we help a number of couples who are broken up get back together with miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. And one of the things I teach my clients early on is that you can communicate with the person you love through vibration. Love is like, it is of the highest vibration. And you can attach meaning and message to that vibration. It doesn't make any difference if the person you love is in the same room or on the other side of the planet. Space and time have absolutely nothing to do with love. I love this opening line of his. He says, love goes very far beyond the physical person of the beloved. I mean, that tells it all. That says it all. Our greatest freedom is the freedom to choose our attitude. You have a lot of freedoms, or maybe you don't. Maybe the only true freedom you have is your ability to choose your attitude, what you believe about any given thing. Oh, I know things aren't looking so good in your love life. Perhaps things aren't looking so good with your career, your business. You're worried about this or you're concerned about that. But where are those worries and concerns going to be 50 or 100 years from now? They'll be gone. Where are all the worries and concerns of the people who suffered through the Civil War? They're gone. The only thing that mattered at the time was attitude and belief. Henry Ford said, you either believe you can, and you can, or you believe you can't, and you're right again. In other words, your greatest freedom, as Dr. Frankl says, is your attitude, your ability to choose it. He was in a concentration camp. They tried to take that away from him. But that's the one thing they couldn't take. They could take his family. They could take his freedom. They could not take his freedom to choose his attitude.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
I do not forget any good deed done to me. And I do not carry a grudge for a bad one. That means anytime somebody shows you a little love, a little kindness, never forget it. Appreciate it. Fill yourself with gratitude. But by the same token, when somebody stomps on your foot, when somebody hurts you, let go of it. Don't carry it around. Be free of it. Remember, your one freedom is to choose your attitude. If there is a meaning in life at all, then there must be a meaning in suffering. If you're going through something right now, there's the experience that you're going through this moment. But there could be, there likely is, there most certainly is a greater meaning. Tap into divine source. Understand that meaning. Give your suffering meaning. Because when you give your suffering meaning, when it has a purpose, when you understand why you're going through it and how it's going to help you at some level in your life, when you understand that, oh, it just makes all the difference in the world. You know, I don't think I've ever shared this on this podcast, but I was very sick, very, very sick when I was about 30 years of age. And it lasted to about the age of 35. It dealt with anxiety and phobias and all of that kind of stuff. They said, well, he'll likely never overcome this. This is what the doctors said. I not only overcame it, I thrived because of it. Whereas there was a time I was afraid to leave my apartment, hence I have traveled all over the world and continue to travel. I remember what my grandmother said to me at the time. She said, Robert, you're going through this for a reason. There's a reason you are going through this. Perhaps the reason is so that someday you'll be able to help others who are filled with phobia, filled with anxiety. I studied hypnosis. I studied deep meditation. I went to Las Vegas and was privileged to study with the late, great Jimmy Grippo, one of the greatest hypnotists of all times. And I've used that skill to help others. So I guess I want to put this out as an invite. I hadn't planned to do this. If you are suffering from phobias, anxiety, agoraphobia, I'm here for you. We're here to help you. We can not only mentor you to a place where you can function well, we can take you to a place where you will thrive. You know, happiness cannot be pursued, it must be ensued, according to Dr. Frankl. We have to let it come to us. Let it flow upon us. Let it be a part of our life. You can't chase it. You just have to let it flow. Be sure and write our website at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. If you need help, we're here to help you. You deserve a miracle or two in your life. Life is never made unbearable by circumstances, but only by lack of meaning and purpose. Dr. Frankl said that because he was going through the most torturous of circumstances. But that wasn't what made it unbearable. What made it unbearable was not understanding why. When he understood why, he figured out why some people survive and some don't. Some who are healthy die right away, and some who are sickly seem to live. And he craved to understand why people could go through the Nazi concentration camp of that era, and some would survive and others would not. And he discovered that those who survived had found meaning in the suffering, had found meaning in their life. Even if they were in a cage, treated like a dog, they found meaning and purpose to their life. Now you are living out in the world. You have opportunities. What meaning and purpose are you going to give to your life? Think about it. So live as if you were living already for a second time, and as if you had acted the first time as wrongly as you are about to act now. Put your mind ahead of your actions and look back. Live through them a second time before you do them the first time. And you will find that you will start to make right action. Action in harmony with your intentions and your goals, with love and happiness and light. It's so important that your life have the meaning it deserves, and only you can give it that. Remember, what is to give light must endure burning. That's the basis of alchemy. There's going to be some burning. There's going to be some fire. But the result is light and illumination and freedom and abundance and joy and happiness and prosperity. And most importantly, they all come from having a meaning to your life. Remember this. I'll leave you this final thought. I want you to keep this. Write this one down. When we are no longer able to change a situation, we are challenged to change ourselves. Dr. Viktor E. Frankl, from the book Man's Search for Meaning. When you reach a point when you just say, I can't change this situation, it's impossible, then you've reached a point also where you are challenged to change yourself. Because in changing yourself, you will have impact on the situation. Your new vibration will change the situation, and your life will have greater meaning. Our wish is that your life have the greatest meaning possible, because your life is important. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Be sure and subscribe on Blog Talk Radio or on iTunes. We love having you subscribe, and we enjoy reading your letters. If you need help in any area of your life, if you want to empower your life to the next level, I want you to claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. And if you are a phobic or know somebody who is a phobic, or you suffer from tremendous amounts of anxiety or fear or doubt and distrust, you need to contact us. We can help. Thanks so much. Have a great day now, because you deserve it. Bye-bye.